You know, and I also wanted to add that, you know, there's a lot of things that I also do, in terms of creating healing environments and art exhibitions. And for me, like, it's really important, you know, for me to kind of talk about mental health and kind of breaking the stigma around mental health, because I know in a lot of different, you know, cultures, especially Asian cultures, there's a lot of stigma around that. But, you know, the cool thing about the work that I'm doing is being able to use art as a way to address and break that stigma, you know, because, again, we are providing mental health education, you know, but we're doing it in a creative way, you know, and I feel that, you know, sometimes it's, you know, people kind of find it difficult to express their feelings or what they're going through. But, you know, the beautiful thing that when we do our workshops, it tends to come out easier when they're engaged in art, in the arts. That's why I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. And also, you know, the photos that I sent to you, I did select photos from my travels when I traveled to Laos and to Thailand, and also, you know, different events that I've captured here, you know, where I live in Richmond, and I think that, you know, photography is a very powerful tool.
Yeah.
You know, it's very intergenerational,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's the power of art as well, you know, especially when it comes to music and comes to dance, that it's able to bridge the gap between different, you know, generations, between different cultures and different backgrounds, you know, and it's very important for me to be able to share my story and my history and my roots, you know, like, not too many people know about Lao history, you know, and like not too many people know about where Laos is, you know?
Yes, exactly.
And so that's been a way for me to also educate people about Lao history, about Lao people, Lao culture, is through my photography and through my art, you know, and in that same sense, it's also, you know, reconnected myself to my roots as well, which is why I really want to go back and spend more time in Laos and in Thailand, you know, especially in Laos, because I feel like not too many people know about the people, about the history,
yeah,
about the culture.